Comments made on the Serotalk Podcast Network are those of the individuals and do not represent Serotalk Corporation, its staff, management, board of directors, or third-party resellers.
Welcome, everyone, to our 2013 Samnet Christmas Concert, and my, what a story we have to tell. First of all, I am Jamie Pauls, and normally Mr. Tom Schill does the honors and hosts this concert, but Tom had some other business that he needed to take care of this holiday season, and so he wasn't able to host tonight. And Santa brought me a present at the last minute. He brought me internet connectivity. I have been without internet for part of the last 2 days. And so Miss Lisa Salinger was going to host, and just a few minutes before she was supposed to do that, she lost power. So Matt's been working behind the scenes. I've been scrambling. Ricky's the only calm, cool, collected person here, so she's with us in case we all just need a calm, soothing word. But we're going to get started. And one of the things that I really like about being a musician is to work with a musician who you can just write their name on a set list and leave a blank spot beside it. And that is exactly what I have done with our first guest tonight, Mr. Richard Wells. Please take it away.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. Now you can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go, but she forgot her medication, so she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Nell. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back? Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. Now you can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table and the pudding made of fig, and the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Sing along! Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Merry Christmas.
As far as I'm concerned, they can retire the original version of that song and just play Richard's from now on. That's great. Thanks, Richard. Up next, you know, lots of people as adults, we have a little different view of Christmas. We, when we're children, we want certain things. And as we get older, we have our expectations and our values and our desires change a little bit. And Matt Campbell has a song, excellent song, originally done by Amy Grant, called Grown Up Christmas List.
I sat upon your knee. I wrote to you with childhood fantasies. Well, I'm all grown up now and still need help somehow. I'm not a child, but my heart still can dream. So here's my lifelong wish, my grown-up Christmas list. Not for myself, but for a world in need. No more lives torn apart, that wars would never start, and time would heal all hearts. And everyone would have a friend, and right would always win, and love would never end. This is my grown-up Christmas list. As children we believed the grandest sight to see was something lovely wrapped beneath our tree. But now we ought to know a package with a bow can never heal the hurting human soul. No more lives torn apart, that wars would never start, and time would heal all hearts. And everyone would have a friend, and right would always win, and love would never This is my grown-up Christmas list. No more lies torn apart, that wars would never start, and time would heal all hearts. And everyone would have a friend, and right would always win, and love would never end. This is my grown-up Christmas list. This is my only lifelong wish. This is my grown-up Christmas list.
Mr. Matt Campbell with Grown Up Christmas List. Matt is always there every Christmas to, you know, really grace us with a song. As a matter of fact, he's got another one coming up before the end of the program. This next young lady that's going to sing for us, I'm really looking forward to hearing her. She's going to do a couple songs this evening. The first one I'm not so familiar with. It's entitled Heaven Everywhere. So, Miss Clarissa Mitchell, if you're ready, let's bring you up and let you sing for us.
Hey, everyone. This is my very first time doing this, and I'm really excited to be part of it. I love the Christmas season. It's one of my favorite times of the year. And, you know, music, food, getting together with family that you don't always get to see throughout the year. And a lot of different reasons, but I think maybe the thing that sums it all up is maybe at Christmas time here on Earth, there's a little bit of heaven everywhere. This song is one of my favorite new Christmas songs. It's called Heaven Everywhere. Hope you enjoy. I hear the bells, they're ringing loud and clear. You can't help but love this time of year. It's Christmas time, there's something in the air. There's a little bit of heaven everywhere. There's a little more love. Maybe there's a little less of us. Or maybe we're just slightly more aware. There's a little bit of heaven everywhere. It's the smile on a man who has finally found hope. It's the tears of a mother who found us from home. The joy that we feel and the love that we share. There's a little bit of heaven everywhere. There's a little bit of heaven. It takes a holiday to show us how the world could really change. If we all took the time to really care, there'd be a little more of heaven everywhere. It's the grace that we show to a world that needs hope. It's giving our lives, knowing they're not our own. It's the joy that we feel and the love that we share. There's a little bit of heaven everywhere. There's a little bit of heaven everywhere. Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains. And the mountains do reply, echoing their joyous strains. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's the joy that we feel and the love that we share. There's a little bit of heaven.
Nicely done, Carissa. Thank you. Clarissa, pardon me. That song just may go into my iTunes library before too long. I've not heard that, but it's a great song. This next performer is someone that you're all very familiar with if you've listened to any of our Christmas concerts, because she has joined us, I believe, on all of them, as far as I'm aware. Miss Abby Taylor, please come to the stage, virtually speaking, and sing Winter Wonderland for us.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, we'll say no, man, but you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we can conspire as we dream by the fire. Unafraid, the plan that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow, we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man, but you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. Nice and afraid, the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland.
Many of us across the country are having an opportunity to do that, as a matter of fact. Snow and ice, and sounds like my part of the country is going to get quite a bit more of that in the next few hours, so we shall see. Anyone who listens to me on the Sarah Talk podcast and my colleagues all know that I am a musician, or at least I say that I am. Only problem is no one's ever really heard me play anything, so I became a little concerned that lest anyone think I was just making that up, that perhaps I should produce some musical content. So I'm going to play you a song that is actually one of my favorite Christmas songs. We're going to do Silver Bells now. Silver Bells. Coming up next, Mr. Mike Arrigo with O Holy Night.
shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its birth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, O
beautiful song. Thank you, Mike. Oh, Holy Night. You know, we, most of us, celebrate Christmas in very warm and comfortable circumstances, and we're very happy and get everything we want, pretty much. But Matt Campbell is going to tell us about what it's like to celebrate Christmas in perhaps less desirable circumstances. We'll be right back.
This year has been a little crazy for the Andersons. You may recall we had some trouble last year. The Robot Council had us banished to an asteroid that hasn't undermined our holiday cheer. Now we know it's almost Christmas by the marks we make on the wall. And that's our favorite time of year. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime, where we're working in a mine for our robot overlords. Did I say overlords? I meant protectors. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime. On every corner there's a giant metal Santa Claus who watches over us with glowing red eyes. They carry weapons and they know if you've been bad or good. Not everybody's good, but everyone tries. Now the rocks outside the airlock exude ammonia-scented snow. It's like a winter wonderland. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime, where we're working in a mine for our robot overlords. Did I say overlords? I meant protectors. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime. That's all the family news that we're allowed to talk about. We really hope you'll come and visit us soon. I mean, we're literally begging you to visit us and make it quick before the
message redacted.
Now it's time for Christmas dinner. I think the robot sent us a pie. You know I love my Soylent Green. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime, where we're working in a mine for our robot overlords. Did I say overlords? I meant protectors. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime.
Not sure if we'll ever be able to get through another Christmas concert without that song, Matt. Just letting you know that up front. Coming up, we have a song that, if it's the one I think it is, it's an absolutely excellent song, and even if it isn't the one I think it is, it's still going to be an excellent song. Miss Clarissa, why don't you sing I Believe?
Okay, this is a song from one of my absolute favorite singer-songwriters. It's Natalie Grant, and I had to sing this. I was like going through my Christmas collection and I have to sing this song. A lot of us have traditions at this time of the year. And for some of us, one of those traditions might be reading what we call the Christmas story in the scriptures. And, if I'm going to call myself a Christian, I don't want that to be just another tradition at Christmas time, another nice story that, that we all know. And, but this song declares that this is what I believe. This is a beautiful, song that is one of my favorite original Christmas songs. This is I Believe. Stood still long ago. There were shepherds in fields, or at least this is how the story goes. The story goes. Woman with child and an inn with no room. born in a manger, foretelling it in this is how the story goes. But it's more than a fable, and it's more than a fairy tale, more than my mind can conceive. I believe the wise men's song, the baby boy the angels called, the Son of God, heaven's child, the great I am, born to take away my sin through nail-pierced hands. Emmanuel has come. I believe. Years still the story lives on. God's gift to us was sent to earth, wrapped in flesh, his only son, his only son. And the heartbeat of heaven confounded our wisdom, but it's still the simple truth that set me free. I believe the wise men's song, the baby boy the angels called, the Son of God, heaven's child, the great I am, born to take away my sin through nail-pierced hands. Emmanuel has come, and I
Clarissa, I believe. That's a Natalie Grant tune I had not heard. Another iTunes purchase coming up. Miss Abby Taylor, why don't you help us to have a merry little Christmas, please?
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. fell. A merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Excellent. Wonderful song. You know, we've heard a lot of music this evening, and we will hear a little more before we're done. But one of the things that is also very powerful in the holiday season are poems, poetry. And John Moore is going to read a poem for us entitled One Solitary Life.
He was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. He grew up in another obscure village, where he worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30. He never wrote a book. He never held an office. He never went to college. He never visited a big city. He never traveled more than 200 miles from the place where he was born. He did none of the things usually associated with greatness. He had no credentials but himself. He was only 33 when the tide of public opinion turned against him. His friends ran away. One of them denied him. He was turned over to his enemies and went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed to a cross between two thieves. While dying, his executioners gambled for his clothing, the only property he had on earth. When he was dead, he was laid in a borrowed grave through the pity of a friend. More than 20 centuries have come and gone, and today Jesus is the central figure of the human race and the leader of mankind's progress. All the armies that have ever marched, all the navies that ever sailed, all the parliaments that ever sat, all the kings that have ever reigned put together have not affected the life of mankind on earth as that one solitary life.
Thank you, John. We have two more songs before we end the program this evening. Coming up next, Mr. Mike Arrigo with a medley of tunes.
Okay, Merry Christmas, everybody. And what I'm going to do here for you is just a medley. The first verse, actually, of a lot of these Christmas hymns is the most well-known. So I'm just going to sing the first verse of several Christmas hymns here. And I hope everybody enjoys it and that they have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Let all mortal flesh keep silent, and
Adobe
with
Flash Player Install Manager is launched in the background.
Trembling stand, ponder nothing earthly minded. blessing in his hand. Christ our God to earth descended, our full homage to demand. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Round yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthem sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. O come, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel.
Excellent, Mike. Thank you so much for that. Really appreciate it. A wonderful medley of Christmas tunes. Finally, last but certainly not least, once again we hear from Richard Wells.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas if only if only in my dreams.
Merry Christmas, everyone, and have a wonderful holiday season.